Well, it hardly seems possible, but 1 week ago yesterday, we were coming out of a 100-year unique eclipse, something that had not happened in the United States of America to that degree in 100 years. It definitely got the attention of the citizenry of this country, and we talked about this in great detail. We talked about the statement that Anne Graham Lotz made, which we both Sam and I concurred was an outstanding statement, that rather than this being a celebratory event, it ought to be an event that causes us to pause and ask God, what are you trying to say? And then, friends, 4 days later, on Friday of last week, we have this catastrophic Hurricane Harvey that slams into the Texas coast and now has hung around since Friday, dumping torrential rains on the city of Houston, Texas. Now, all the models said that the hurricane was going to go ashore in Corpus Christi. It went ashore a little bit north at Rockport, Texas, and the city of Corpus Christi was spared a lot of the devastation and flooding that could have come their way. And Rockport is not a highly populated area. And then the storm continued to spin and has kind of hovered over the city of Houston for all of this time, dumping what some are going to say ultimately is going to be about 50 inches or more of rain on the city of Houston. Friends, I know you do this, I do this, but when something like this happens, because I'm a preacher of the gospel, I always ask the why question. Why the eclipse? Why now? Why this tragedy? Why now? God, are you trying to say something to us? You're a God rich in mercy, but are you using the elements of weather to try to arrest our attention? And Sam, I want to go to you. You were sharing something with me a little bit earlier that I found to be very captivating, and that is this. The city of Houston, at least a portion of it, was rejoicing over something just last week, and now this happens. I want you to mention it. We don't know if there's a direct connection, but there well could be.
Dave, I will. And I got this from a friend of mine who lives in Houston. His children have different homes. They're in the Houston area. He told me this morning everything is okay with them. He said, but power outages have gone extensively all around. The vehicles are not able to go. He said it's a very, very serious circumstance. I told to him, I said, don't you believe that God is speaking to our nation and has been warning us for a long time about the condition of our people as we have walked away from God? And this is what he responded to me. He said, Sam, he said, while I do not know the exact outcome here, again, he lives in Houston, he says, I do know that God's ways are far above ours. And he said, and it is not lost in my thinking and those with whom they are in discussion down there in Houston, it's not lost on us that just less than 2 weeks ago, a group called the Greater Houston Partnership, it's an organization there, was loudly, he said, applauding itself, thanking, patting themselves on the back, loudly applauding themselves because they had been successful in thwarting the efforts of Christian people, pastors, churches, and others who were seeking to overturn the Houston transgender bathroom policy in that city. And this group, the Greater Houston Partnership, supporting the transgender policies and that which was pushed in place by the former Houston mayor, they were successful in pushing this off and preserving that horrendous policy. They were applauding themselves. And he said, I just can't overlook the fact that while they were doing that and applauding themselves, that this, in fact, is something that God has allowed to say, no, I will have the last laugh, not you. I think that's very interesting, Dave. I was not aware of that. When yesterday we didn't talk about that, we didn't know that. But there in Houston, Christian people there, knowing that that took place, are saying, we think that the God's making a statement to the people of Houston.
Well, Sam, it is not wrong to search for an effect as a result of a cause or a cause-effect relationship here. And is this a component of it? I cannot help but concur with your friend. I have to ask, because we don't know what the final outcome of all this is going to be in Houston, but you do have to at least look at that and say, you know, scripturally, God does respond when pride and arrogance lifts itself and a fist is shaken in his face. Though he is rich in mercy, abundant in grace, there does come a time Acts 17, where Paul said, even to the men of Athens, God's patience has come to an end, and now he's commanding all men everywhere to repent, you being part of it. So we have to look at this, and we have to ask the question, is there a cause and effect relationship?